Until you get enough of what you're going through, no matter what advice a person gives you, you'll continue to go through the same thing. Constant arguing, constant fighting, constant lies, constant disappointments, constant emotional roller coaster, constant heartbreak, constant headaches, constant threats, constantly fighting for his attention and love, constantly looking through his phone, constantly sneaking through his personal belongings, constantly arguing and or fighting with other women, secretly checking up on him due to a lack of trust. Listen, nobody is worth your inner peace. What I've listed above is not a relationship. It's a toxic mess. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever known somebody that says, I've had enough, but days, weeks, or years later, you see them still putting up with the same crap? That's because they didn't really mean it when they said it. You know, yes, they spoke it out of their mouth, but their heart was still in it. The truth of the matter is, sometimes the person has to go through the fire themselves in order to really learn a lesson. There's nothing like getting hurt until you reach a point where it breaks you down. There's nothing like experiencing disappointment until it's looking you straight in the face. There's nothing like being lied to by somebody you fully trusted, but now you recognize the truth. There's nothing like helping somebody over and over again just to be burned in the end. Have you had enough yet? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? How much more are you willing to put up with? Is this just a waste of your time? You say that you've had enough of his cheating. But as soon as he sweet talks you, you're right back in his arms, totally dismissing what he's done. You say that you're sick and tired of everything, but you keep finding yourself pulled back into your misery. What is it going to take for you to be good to yourself? Now, it's one thing to love somebody, but it's another story when you allow people to start taking advantage of you and your love and have you on a roller coaster ride of emotions. You're up one minute, down the next, and being twisted in every direction. It's time to put you first. The next time you say that you've had enough, mean it. And stand on your word without wavering. Now, before I let you go today, I just want to give you something to really think about. If you are in a relationship like this, ask yourself, why do I stay? Why do I subject myself to a so-called relationship like this? And I believe some of the new wave people, I hear a lot of young adults talk about this. And well, quite frankly, some adults as well, especially on Facebook, when they say things like they're in a complicated relationship. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you are choosing to stay in a complicated relationship, that's a personal choice. Now, I know some of you may be listening in today and you may not agree with me, but it's a personal choice. You have to make up in your mind that you will not tolerate certain things. And that's why I do like to stress self-love when I'm speaking to women, because a lot of women, they say they love themselves, but I'm sorry. Some of them, they just don't know any better. Because let me tell you something, ladies, when you genuinely love yourself, there's just certain things that you will not tolerate. When you are in a relationship, you want to be with a man who's going to love you, appreciate you, be kind to you, a man that's helpful, a man that can make you smile and laugh. And you notice, I didn't even bring up material things. That's just a bonus. But you want to strive to be in a relationship where it feels good. And let me clarify what I mean by that. When I say be in a relationship where it feels good, you know, you are with somebody where it's special. It means something. You guys both respect one another. And if a man genuinely loves you and respects you, there are certain things that he will not do to you, ladies. Don't fool yourself. If a man is making you sad and angry most of the time, now don't get me wrong, every relationship, yes, you're going to have, you know, your disagreements and things like that. But there are so many women out there in relationships, and they are just sad and miserable, angry a lot of the times. And then when your friends from Facebook or Instagram post pictures of them with their boyfriends or their husbands, here you go hating on them. Well, I'm going to tell you today, again, you are making a choice to stay in that toxic mess. So if you genuinely want to be happy, you've got to do some soul searching. And at the end of the day, it is up to you. But I'm going to tell you right now, I have been married for over 17 years. Hear me close, ladies. And after over 17 plus years of marriage, this is no joke, and I'm not fronting. My husband still treats me like a queen. And that's real talk. I know, you know, when I used to, I don't have a personal Facebook page anymore because I'm just too busy building my brand and everything like that. So I really didn't have the time to be on there. But I do remember when I used to be on Facebook, I would upload, you know, albums of me and my husband and everything. And I would see a lot of women, you know, like I went to high school with and stuff like that. And they would make, you know, like just snide remarks or whatnot. And, you know, I would chuckle to myself because I thought I used to take it personal in the beginning. But then I thought to myself, Stephanie, no, it has nothing to do with you. What it is they see you posting what genuine love should look like. And because they don't have that, and some of them have never experienced that, that's why they're acting out like that. That's why, you know, they act like, you know, they would put little remarks on there. You know, it's something how some people like to front. And it's like, no, sweetheart, I'm not fronting. You know, I'm one of those women that I genuinely wish, like, real love for everyone. Real, seriously, I've had people to do me wrong in my life, and they were married, and their marriage didn't work out for whatever reason. But you know what? I don't like to see that. And that's real talk. I don't wish anybody to be in a relationship that's unhealthy and toxic, because it's nothing pleasant about that, you know. So I just wanted to give you guys some real food for thought. There are men out there that are willing to love you properly. Key word, there are men out there that are willing to love you properly. If you are chasing, begging, coercing a man to love you, spend time with you, be good to you, take you out, I'm sorry, ladies, that is not a relationship. I don't know, some of you may just be a convenience to these dudes, or for whatever reason, or maybe you the side chick, I don't know. But let me tell you one thing, real love does not consist of any of those things that I just read to you. My name is Stephanie LaHart. I am an author, poet, youth motivational speaker for at-risk teens, teen mentor, and entrepreneur. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you enjoyed this video, I would appreciate a thumbs up. And ladies, please don't be shy. If you would like to leave a comment, I welcome those as well. And if you, this is the big one, if you know of any women that can benefit from listening to this, I would greatly appreciate it if you would share this video as well. Again, my name is Stephanie LaHart, and I'm wishing you a pleasant day. Until next time.